Hey, maybe he's got a cold still, but he's still the cheerful voice on the phone this morning. Larry Weber, author, naturalist, and educator, is the tough that gets going when the going gets tough. Larry, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I hope I can do this without coughing up too much. Welcome to Dark Week. This is the week of the year that we have the smallest amount of daylight. Thanks to our later sunrises and early sunsets, and we're moving toward the winter solstice, which is December 21, coming up soon. So put all that together, this is the time of darkness. Now, a lot of people don't appreciate darkness. I think we tend to take a few words like cold and clouds and darkness, and they put them all together as being in a negative context. But I believe in embracing the darkness. I think it's just outstanding. And to get out in it and take a walk in the darkness, you get a real, you know, a little bit of a dose of humility in our lives, and it's good, it's just a good feeling. Well, there's more going on than that. The last 10 days have been more of a December. We started out December being mild, a leftover from the later days of November. But then we've turned things around, and since then, the temperature has actually been a little bit lower than normal. We've only had one day of negative numbers. But we've had plenty of days of temperatures in the teens and so forth, and so I felt really good about these later days. December 21 is considered to be the winter solstice, the first day of winter, but I have another gauge I use for determining the beginning of winter. And you got to go back, in order to understand it, you got to go back a little bit into the earlier days. As we approach autumn into winter, we see the freezing up of different bodies of water, starting with the smaller ones, the ponds and the swamps. They freeze first. That could happen in late October or early November. Then as we get through November, the lakes freeze. And then we get into December and the rivers freeze. So to me, the beginning of winter is when rivers are freezing. And I visit a river every day, and I've really noticed the progression of ice covering that river in these last several days. So, yeah, I think that's a good gauge for the beginning of winter. Other things of note, we had an early freeze-up of the lakes. However, the ice was so strange. It would come and go and freeze and thaw and then refreeze, and then the snow on top of the ice would melt and turn into water, and so back and forth like that. And the ice has, I didn't consider it safe until also recently. Now, I've been out on the ice every day lately, and at least where I have been, it has been safe. They say that there's no such thing as 100% safe ice, but ice anglers have been out and so forth. So another pretty good sign of winter. And then another one is the amount of snow. Now, we've had snow. We already had snow in late October, but a lot of it has come and gone, and now it's come back. And the thing that I was really glad to do is in the snow was two things this week. Number one was getting out and finding animal tracks. The animal tracks in snow can be seen in a variety of places. But I like to go out on the swamps and the lakes. And here we have animals moving across the ice in a flat setting. And when you make tracks on ice, it looks like the ice within each footprint, the ice looks dark. That gives a what's called a contrast. And in photography, that is really a good issue. That's a good thing. That allows the tracks to show up better. So I had some wonderful days this week of getting out and taking a look at the animal tracks that are out on the snow and the nearby woods and swamp and so forth. And I came up with about a dozen kinds of critters. I find it's just so fascinating. To me, this is a whole network of information that's written out there in the snow. And almost never do I see the critter that's actually making the tracks. But nevertheless, I still see the information that it was there. The other wonderful thing that comes about now that we're getting into winter is cross-country skiing. There are always those who try cross-country skiing a little bit earlier, but I find with the amount of snow we have on the ground right now, plus the type of snow we have, I thought yesterday when I was out cross-country skiing, I thought it was quite good. Other things of note, this is the time when a lot of people watch birds. Starting tomorrow, the Duluth will be doing the Christmas bird count, and Christmas bird counts all over the country will continue for about another almost 3 weeks, and they can pick different days to do those. Duluth is doing a Christmas bird count tomorrow, Saturday the 16th. We in Carleton County here will not be doing our Christmas bird count until later in the season. We picked the 29th to do the bird count. As I said, it can be done almost any of these kinds, and you can do bird watching from your own living room, just looking out on the bird feeder and keeping track of what you see, or you can get out and do some walk into the area or whatever to take a look. The idea of the Christmas bird count is to get a little bit of a handle on how the birds are doing in the wintertime. It has become more, in many cases, it becomes more of a social issue than anything else. But nevertheless, I think it is just a good snapshot of what's going on around us in the wintertime. And, of course, bird feeders are a good place to see that. I get every day now almost a dozen kinds of birds that show up. And it's really been interesting. There's a dynamics to it, the amount that come and go, and so forth. And it's really been an interesting to keep an eye on. And that's what I plan to do tomorrow. That's what I plan to do on my Christmas bird count. And also, I plan to get out and see those that don't come to the bird feeders. One of those I had a chance to see this week out during one of my walks. I saw a whole flock of red crossbills, about 30 of them. They can and do come to bird feeders occasionally, but these were not interested in any bird feeder. They were pretty well doing on their own. Birds in general can do quite well without us feeding them, but the feeding them is probably more something we like to do than they. So, yeah, Lisa, welcome to the dark week and welcome to winter. I think we're going to do just fine. Okay, take care.
I think we are too, Larry. Thank you so much. Larry Weber, our host for Backyard Almanac, every Friday right here on Northland Morning.